Good afternoon. Dr. Robert McNutt here. Today we're talking about a very difficult clinical decision that parents have to make for their children. Surprisingly, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've got a number of requests from parents with children in the 12 to 15-year-old age range who have been to their physicians and had suggested, the physician suggested, that the children should get the HPV vaccine. Now, what is HPV? HPV is a virus, human papillomavirus. There are 100 different types of that virus. 40 of those types are sexually transmitted. And of those 40, two specifically, type 16 and 18, as well as 13 other types, have been implicated in causation of cancer. Now, the cancer that they have been found in is cervical cancer in women, and about 30 to 50% of people with cervical cancer in some studies were noted to have the types 16 and 18 of the HP virus with the cancer. This led to the idea that we could use a vaccine and get rid of those types, and we would be able to reduce the chance of cancer, which was done. And the study was performed as a randomized trial comparing the HPV vaccine against a second vaccine for hepatitis A, which I'll talk about in a minute. Now, we could go to the table, if you will, and let's look at the outcomes. Remember that all clinical studies that are done well are making a comparison against some new therapy, like here the vaccine for HPV versus a vaccine that doesn't affect the HPV virus. The vaccine goal is to reduce cancer. And that's the first clinical outcome that's in this table. Notice that I put question marks. There is no present reports on whether we can reduce the risk of cancer with HPV vaccine. That is a supposition based on the fact that those types of viruses were found in some cancers of both the cervix and of the mouth and throat area, and therefore we could get rid of them, and we know that the vaccine reduces those types of the HPV vaccine. Because there was no difference found in the cancer, the researchers looked for other potential links to making improvements. And the PAP test, when it's abnormal, is graded. The data I'm showing you is grade 3 or in situ cancer, which are considered kind of precursors or worrisome conditions that need treatment to reduce the risk of cancer. You can see in that the vaccine group of the 5,400 people plus people in there that were free of having these types of viruses at the onset of the trial, no one was found to have an abnormal PAP test. But 6 per thousand, or 33 out of 52, had abnormal PAP tests. So the difference is 6 per thousand less. And this was over a 4-year period. The next row is I labeled genital warts. That's only in men. There was reduction in genital warts with the vaccination. About 2% of males had genital warts over a follow-up period of about 3 years. But without vaccine, it was a 4%. So there was about a 2% decline, fewer number of genital warts in males in that study. The next column is complications. As you know, when you're trading off decisions, there's some benefits and there's some harms, and the vaccine came with harms. About 9% of the people that got vaccinated had what were considered as severe side effects or complications. Those were mainly fatigue, muscle aches, arthroscopy, arthropathy, they have sore joints, and headache. And it, with no vaccine, you would not face any of those complications. So being vaccinated means that you have a at least 9% chance greater of having complications. Now, I'm going to make a point here. It's interesting. In the trial, in the study that I'm talking about, the placebo for the vaccine, which is a way to compare, they were giving the vaccine against HPV 16 and 18, and they gave another vaccine as the placebo. So that vaccine had side effects as well. But you will never face that decision. You will never face the alternative of, well, I don't want the HPV vaccine, so give me the hepatitis A vaccine. You will never face that. Your decision is, do I take the vaccine or do I have my children take the vaccine or not? And in that situation, you will not have complications of the vaccine if you don't take it. So in my graph, I show what the difference would be for the typical clinical condition or consequences there that you might have to face. Now, it was interesting to me that the study group actually picked another vaccine because that would have side effects, and therefore it wouldn't look like the vaccine would have side effects, at least more than the placebo or the non-HPV vaccine. But that's not a fair comparison because, again, you will never face it. So this is a tough clinical question. The generic view of this is cancer is a very uncommon event. Cervical cancer occurs somewhere around 11 to 15,000 cases a year. And the Pap test and treatment of people with abnormal Paps have reduced that risk of cancer. So in any study, you're not going to see many cancers. In fact, in one study, 15,000, almost 16,000 people followed up after a randomized trial that were not vaccinated, were followed for 10 years. They only found 4 cancers in that group, in that cancer registry. So that's a very low rate of the outcome event. It's going to be very difficult to show that you can reduce cancer. That's cervical cancer. That is also true for head and neck cancer or oral cancer. There's no evidence that the vaccine has reduced that cancer. Everything is by surrogate or intermediate outcomes, which there is some improvement with the vaccine. But with the side effect profile, I believe this is a comparison and a decision that patients should make. One of the parents told me of seeing an ad, and I've seen it myself, of a child who is supposedly has an abnormality, has a cancer, and then looks to the screen and says, "Mom and Dad, didn't you know about this? Why didn't you give me the vaccine?" That kind of marketing, that kind of fear-mongering kind of marketing is certainly not warranted when we don't even know if it reduces the risk of cancer. We don't know what the clinical outcomes will be long term, and we do know that there are complication rates. And in fact, some reports are coming out that showing after the marketing and after the use of the vaccine, that more severe reports of complications such as chronic pain and immune diseases are popping up. In fact, one country, Japan, at least one country, has actually withdrawn giving HPV vaccine while they do further study on the complication rates. So this is a tough call for parents, and I hope this information is helpful to you. I hope that if you face this decision, you'll at least have some evidence to make a determination for your benefit of your children. Thank you.